This is Two Point Conversion with BYU Football, where the Cougars from the gridiron share insights and testimony of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome back to a slightly different version of Two Point Conversion. Chase and I are here by ourselves today. With NFL stuff and this camp schedule for me this summer, things are a little crazy for both of us right now. So we had a short time to get together this week, and it ended up being crazy with trying to coordinate guests and all that good stuff. So this will be a little bit of an abbreviated episode, and maybe that'll give us more of a chance to hear from you guys. So Chase and I are going to share a little bit of some of our favorites, what stood out to us the most, just briefly here in this kind of shorter episode, and then here at the end of the episode, we'll ask and share what we would love you guys to do. So, what's going on, Chase?
Chilling. How are we doing, bro? Could still find some time and get on and just take a little time. I feel like things just get busier and busier every day, but it's a blessing, and I think when we can take just a little bit of time, whether it's 15 minutes, an hour, your 1 minute little scripture verse that you read at night, whatever it is, it helps, and it doesn't go unnoticed by the Lord. I think we'll talk about a little bit of that today, of the heart and just the willingness to try to be a little better, try to come closer to Christ, become more like Him. It takes just a little bit of effort. I know a lot of people are hard on themselves. Yeah. As am I, and as are you, Connor, because I've heard a lot of your stories and how you go about things, and it is hard. People just automatically go to, I'm not doing enough, or I'm not there yet. But just that little desire, the willingness that it talks about in this section, is all that he's asking, right? And I think we'll talk a little bit more about it today.
No, I
that message.
I agree. I think because we are in 1 Samuel 8 to 10, 13, 15, and 16. And this is kind of setting the stage for probably for next week, one of the more famous, probably the most famous story from the Old Testament, which is David and Goliath. But this kind of sets the stage. It talks to us a little bit about Saul and his call to be king, and how unqualified he felt to be king, and even hid himself and did a lot of things that would probably be a little shocking to us today. But he ends up doing it, and there's some really cool kind of relationships between Saul and God and his reaction to his call and what he was eventually able to do. And, he had a very similar beginning to a lot of other prophets in the scriptures in their feelings of inadequacy at their call and not understanding why God would choose them. It doesn't make any sense in their own mind, but thankfully that's not who it needs to make sense to. Obviously, throughout Saul's life, especially towards the latter half, we know he didn't quite make some of the positive decisions that some of the other prophets who had similar beginnings, I guess you could say. He made some poor decisions, and which eventually led to him being in contention with David a lot of the time during David's kind of rise. And we'll talk a little bit about that next week. One of the things as I was just reading through this week, these chapters in Samuel, and then kind of going back and cross-referencing with the Come Follow Me discussion, one of the paragraph in the Come Follow Me that stood out the most to me is, I don't know how far down it is, let's see here, I think it's just the third paragraph, where it says that the Lord sees past our labels, our physical appearance, our insecurities. He looks instead on the heart. And I love this second part too from Samuel 10. And even when our heart isn't quite right, if we're willing, he will give us another heart. You know, one of the things for me that I've always struggled with is feeling inadequate in my callings. And I think that started as, and I think this is probably a common experience. It started with my call as a full-time missionary. You know, you get out there and you see all the stuff that you're responsible for and you need to do, all the things you got to be good at, the skills you got to develop, and you are like, man, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. Like, I don't know if they have the right person, you know. And even coming home, you know, I've taught mission prep and taught gospel doctrine. And, you know, being an RM, the mission prep, to be fair, wasn't all that strenuous, you know, kind of knowing some of those things. But being called to teach gospel doctrine, didn't feel qualified for that at all. I just got called into the stake Sunday school presidency in our new stake here in Linden. And, you know, now I'm kind of trying to help these ward Sunday school presidencies as they prepare for this transition to the 25-minute Sunday school lessons. And I'm kind of up there like, they're asking me questions. I'm like, I don't know any of this stuff, you know. And so I feel like I've always battled with that. And this gave me a lot of comfort, you know, that God calls people by prophecy, as the Come Follow Me says. You know, he doesn't call people based on their attributes or their qualifications. Those certainly can help in a lot of circumstances, and I think a lot of times those things match up. But that it's truly by prophecy, and that the Lord can make more of you than you could ever make of yourself. And that's one of the themes that I got from these chapters in Samuel. You know, and I think I see that from Saul's perspective, and then I also see it kind of from David's perspective too, where he's kind of thrust into this leadership role all of the sudden because of some miraculous things that he was able to do and able to accomplish. And, you know, I think it's hard. I think it's hard too when you think of it and think of it like Samuel's perspective. I think in the Come Follow Me, I'd have to scroll down to find it. I think it talks about like you put yourself in the place of the leader, Samuel, who's extending this call to Saul and David and the people that are called to serve, you know, and what we can learn from the words and actions in these chapters, and kind of I think the struggle Samuel had a little bit with trying to figure out what to do. So anyways, to make a long story short, that was my biggest takeaway, I think, from these chapters, is that kind of that thought that whom the Lord calls, he qualifies, right? That we don't have to be pre-qualified, you know, to serve. And I'm really grateful for that. And obviously it turned out good for a little while for Saul, and then similar to David. You know, it turned out really good for David initially. He made some major mistakes too. It's not like he was perfect, but made his way back to the covenant path, I think. But I think that it's a wonderful thing that anyone, literally anyone, could be called to do something great, whether that's serving in primary or young and women's, young men's, any of that stuff. You know, everyone can be qualified for those callings and be helped by the Lord, which I've desperately needed. And that was something huge for me as I was reading these chapters.
I love that. It's so true. And that's something obviously that stood out to me as well. I've been fascinated I've been able to hang out with Fernando Mendoza a lot as I've been here with the Raiders, and we'll go through plays and all that and spend time after practice walking through different things. And it's pretty fascinating to see how he approaches his game. And I mean, being this first overall pick, Heisman winner, all these expectations that are on Fernando, he handles it so well. In a similar way, you know, being called here like Saul was, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of people counting on you. And as we talk, there was one moment that we were all getting dinner at the food court in the facility, and he was weighing his food and doing all these specific things to his food, and I was like, dude, Fernando, stop, bro, like, it's so extreme, like, And he goes, okay. And then we go back to the QB room to start looking over plays. And I'm like, I was like, I need to be more like you, Fernando. Like, I was just kidding or whatever. And we started talking about it. And he was like, well, I just want to know at the end of the day that I did everything that I could. And win or lose, fail, whatever happens, like, I'll know at the end of the day or at the end of my career that I did every little thing that I could to be at the best. And part of that is, you know, my nutrition. And I, he had these, like, different lists that he had. And he was so detailed in making sure that he was accomplishing, you know, what he knew he could accomplish, you know, his heart, where his heart was at. Despite like all the labels, physical appearance, or you know what it says in the "Come Follow Me," he doesn't care. He's gonna do what his heart tells him, and he knows that that's all that matters. And so I thought that was really admirable. I thought that was really cool by someone who has all this on his plate, and it's been cool to see. I mean, there's a lot of great examples around the league. And I'm sure you even saw that when you were with the Raiders, just those guys that took everything very, very seriously.
Oh yeah.
And I think it applies well to what we're talking about. And if we can just focus on what the Lord thinks of us, and on, you know, the heart, is if we try our best and do the little things that we know that we can do, do them right, then we can be, you know, we can be confident in going forward and knowing, I guess, that we've done all we can. So that was just a little something that stood out to me. And then I wanted to share too, I love all the talks. I make sure that I read or at least listen to all the talks in the Come Follow Me. There was one, and then there was one by Christoph G. I actually don't know how to say his last name, Gerard Carrier, mm-hmm. Called We Are His Children. And at the very end, he shares some verses from the children's hymn, the primary song, that goes, "If you don't walk as most people do, some people walk away from you, but I won't, I won't. If you don't talk as most people do, some people talk and laugh at you, but I won't, I won't. I'll walk with you, I'll talk with you. That's how I'll show my love for you. Jesus walked away from none. He gave his love to everyone. So I will, I will." And I love that, just how it it shows, obviously, the Savior's love for us, how he looks at us, and how he's always with us. And if we strive to become like him, he will give us opportunities to become more like him, and to be at our best, to be confident, to go forward with faith in all aspects of our life. And I love the scriptures. I love the Come Follow Me this week. And I say all that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for your testimony, Chase. I second it. Well, just with this being kind of more an abbreviated episode for us, we wanted to take the chance to hear from you guys. So we want to hear what your guys' favorite parts of the Come Follow Me were this week from 1 Samuel 8 to 10, 13, 15, and 16. So if you're just listening to this on the podcast app or something like that, pop over to our Instagram account and leave a comment on one of the posts, or comment on the YouTube video if you're watching on YouTube. And we want to hear from you guys with a shorter episode this week. That'll give Chase and I some more time to kind of peruse the comments and see what takeaways you had. And because, you know, the Holy Ghost teaches all of us in different ways, and we want to hear what it taught you. So I don't know if you have anything else to say about that, Chase, but I think that would be a fun thing to do.
No, let's do it. I'm excited. Yeah, let's hear some of your thoughts. I feel like we miss a lot. And we all, yeah, while we read the Come Follow Me, while we read the scriptures, there's a lot that goes unnoticed in the ways that it speaks to you personally. So would love to hear your personal experiences and ways that maybe you read the Come Follow Me, different tips and tricks, and you know, how it really speaks to you. So excited to hear from you guys.
Yes, we are. So thank you guys for joining us for this different, short, kind of abbreviated version of two-point conversion. We are really excited to be back next week with Professor Robbie Taggart of the BYU Religion Department to kind of detail the story of David and Goliath, but also some of the amazing things that come after. So really looking forward to that, and obviously looking forward to hearing all your comments and what you guys thought from the Come Follow Me this week. So thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate you participating with us and listening, and it means the world to Chase and me, and we look forward to being with you next week here on 2 Point Conversion.
2 Point Conversion is a production of BYU Radio.